there's a phrase that I absolutely love that's often applied to entrepreneurs or people who think and act like entrepreneurs, and that is biased for action. When in doubt, we act. When in doubt, we do something, we try, we get up and go for it. And in today's episode, I'm going to tell a story about two guys who are living this out. Thanks for tuning in to the Entrepreneurial Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Stephen Carter. And one of the attributes that is inherent, that is central to the entrepreneurial mindset, is being biased for action. In other words, if we have an inherent desire to act, to do, to move, to seize the day, that is something that is going to set us apart. There's a phrase called paralysis of analysis. If we just sit around and think about something too much, eventually we are just going to be paralyzed and unable to act because we're evaluating this and looking at these charts and trying to make a decision. And in the end, the victory is going to go to those who just get up and go, those who just do it. I love the Nike phrase, right? Just do it. Let's go. This is central to what we call the entrepreneurial mindset. And I'm going to tell a story that illustrates this. Now, I'm an educator, and so I work a lot with students and adults alike, talking about the entrepreneurial mindset and the attributes that really anybody can begin developing in order to think and act more like an entrepreneur. So I was preparing to talk to a group of students about entrepreneurship when all of a sudden I had a tap on my shoulder, and I turned and I saw Marcus and Nate. Now, Marcus and Nate had taken my class a year back, and one of the assignments that I often give students is the sales experience assignment. So in this assignment, in order to get a 100%, they simply have to sell something. It can be a product, it can be a service, it can be something that they either make and sell, or that they buy and resell, or a service they perform for somebody. But you see, at the core of sales is this idea of value proposition. We are creating value for someone when we sell them something that inherently is going to improve the quality of their life. And this is actually a really fascinating concept when you break it down, because the very act of selling, the act of buying, is the act of exchange. Now, what we're often exchanging is money in return for the product or service. But when we really break it down, we're not just exchanging money. We're actually exchanging the minutes of our life. You see, we trade the minutes of our life for money. If we want more money, we have to trade more time, or we have to make ourselves so valuable that we get more money for our time. This is the very nature of the exchange. And so when we act entrepreneurially, when we are selling things, we are engaged in a value proposition. In other words, if I want to sell you something, I have to prove to you that what I have to sell you is equal to the value that I am asking in return. If I have a glass of lemonade and I want to sell it for 75 cents, then that lemonade has to be worth 75 cents to you in order for there to be an exchange of value. Okay, let's set all that aside and really focus on the specifics here. I want people to get experience selling. I believe that sales experience is central to everything in life, from, you know, persuasion to convincing people that you're right, to being part of a team, to collaborating. We have to know how to sell. So I'm constantly trying to get people sales experience. So back to Marcus and Nate, they tap me on the shoulder, I turn around, and they are grinning ear to ear. They say, Mr. Carter, guess what? And Marcus and Nate proceed to tell me how they launched a business concept. Now, after leaving my class that previous year, they went through a couple different ideas. Like, hey, what can we do to make some money? They threw around the idea of a vending machine business, but it didn't quite take off. Then they tried a drop ship business, which is all the rage with Amazon and everything right now. And it just didn't work the way they thought that it would. And after idea and idea and idea, there were plenty of opportunities for Marcus and Nate to just give up, to just say, you know what, let's just go get a regular job. But they kept persisting. And by the way, that goes into a principle that was mentioned on this podcast earlier. I will persist until I succeed. Marcus and Nate are sophomores in high school, 16-year-old guys, but they developed that attitude of persistence. And then they stumbled across a pressure washer in one of their parents' pressure washers that they had in the garage. And they decided to go door to door in their neighborhood, offering to clean out garbage cans. And I want you to picture this for just a moment, right? Here's two high school guys. They've got a pressure washer. They've got some sponges, some cleaning materials, and they're just knocking on doors. Hey, can we clean out your garbage cans? Can we get your garbage cans nice and sparkling and shiny and clean and so on and so forth? And door after door after door, they are turned down. Either nobody comes, or they don't want the service done, or it's just not the right time, or the price is too high, or whatever it is. And yet these guys continue. And then finally, someone says yes. And they do such a great job cleaning that person's garbage cans that that person becomes a raving fan and starts telling all the other people in the neighborhood. And before long, Marcus and Nate have quite a business going. Before long, they actually got a restaurant that said, hey, come and pressure wash the area around our big garbage bins. And before long, their idea takes off. Now, the reason they were grinning ear to ear, the reason they were so excited to tell me this story is because they saw in real time how when you decide to take action and get up and do and try, you will experience failure in the traditional sense, right? You won't succeed at first. They didn't succeed with their vending machine business or their drop ship business or some of their other ventures. But this particular venture took off. And as it took off, they were able to build and grow. And this is something that they are now doing every single weekend. They're making money in real time because they are living out the entrepreneurial spirit. Sarah Blakely, in her masterclass, Sarah is the founder of Spanx. And in her masterclass, she tells the famous quote of how true entrepreneurship is jumping off of a cliff. And as you're falling down, you're working to assemble the airplane. This is the perfect metaphor for the experience. You know, these guys didn't start out with a business plan. I'm going to be one of the first ones to tell you, throw the business plan out the window. Don't even take time to fill out the business plan. You know, why would I sit down and spend several hours poring over a 10-point document when in the end, it's about getting out there and knocking on the doors? It's about doing it. It is about taking action. And ultimately, what this does is this creates a sense of resilience. Now, resilience is one of those fancy words for grit, but it is all over the place when you look at 21st century skills. What do we need to thrive in uncertainty, in all the complexity and ambiguity and volatility that surrounds us? Resilience. Because resilience is what will give us the tools and the mindset that we need to thrive, to keep going, to get up and continue. And in real time, that's what these guys are developing. You see, this assignment that I give to students is not just an assignment just to get a grade. It is a tool. It is an opportunity for them to experience in real time the act of selling. Because I believe that once you experience that, you understand, first of all, more importantly, the value of money and the value of exchange. But you also begin developing a skill set where you ultimately seek opportunity. And as soon as we begin seeking opportunity, we more fully understand what it means to think like an entrepreneur. Let's go.